कांदोरी असे ब्रेके खांदेरे यांदर रबो होसी यांदरे यासे देवारे बांदेरे यांदोरे असे ब्रेके यांदर रमाहाया लेबो को कोशे कालाले यांदर रियां सुकोरी यांदर रियां शेया मेले रियां बाबा बाबा बाम सुकोरिया बाबा बाम फेले गांदे रियां बाबा का ले कांदेरे रियां तादर रियां तो कोशे तेल रियां बाबा को कोरिया बाबा पापा सोते ले बाबा बाबा बाम सुकोरिया बाबा 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 बाम सुकोरिया ताता ले कांदे ब्रिके रे रियां दर रे रियां दर रे रे वर रियां दर रियां सुकोरिया ताया ले कांदे रियां दर रे रियां दर रे वो कोरिया ता रे रियां शा बाबा 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 बाम सुकोरिया ताता ले कांदे रे रियां दर रे मो कोशे ब्रे के तेरे रियां दर रे मो को कोरिया बाबा बाम जुआ ले कांदे रे रियां दर रे रियां दर रे रियां बाबा 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 रियां दर रे रियां दर रे ओ से ले कारो कोशे ते लांदेरे रियांदरा नमांदो वरिया ले कांदोरो कोशे करे रियांदरे रियांदरे रियांदरा कोशे ले कांदोरो वे रियांदरे वे रियांदरे रियां साब्रा कताई अले लबो होरिया ले काब्रो कोशे करे रियांदरा बाबांदो रिये चेरे रियांदरे रियांदो वरिया ले काब्रो कोशे करे रियां बाबारिया कालाबा हालिया ले कार्यांदरे रियांदरे 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 कोशे के ले ब्रो Le carri o se la linea da dove si apre la taia lo corre ma ba 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 Lia Shea, Reba Baba Baba, Tele di Andara da Macchia Tata, Le Carrie Marian de Lidia, Le Camper di Andara. Se credian da Ramoshe, le carrian da Rabo, Purian da Catarian da Ria Sibrikea, le candele di Andarian da Ria Joshea, le candelian da Rabocose, Tata, le bestia bracataia, le brocotara Ramandia della Bahia, le brocosta la Baalian da Ria Sibrikea, da Ramam.
Throw ourselves in spirit on this morning. Let's stir up as we fortify our spirit and on a mansaya. Le brokitanda ni angara la bokoria sebrekete. Le koria baba baba bandelia shabra. Darana manzoria tara la bahari and delian she. Le brokoporia baba baba so koria delian shea. Let the Holy Spirit in you, let it stir. Let your spirit stir on this morning and an anian so tala. Le caria barriando libandian deliasu. Let the person of Jesus Christ, let the person of the Holy Ghost pray through you on this morning. Alaniando riam seleba arian delian she. Le carosa la rama and delian she. Namanso Korean Baba Baba Mama Mama Manso Kanderi under the Mohuri under the Yamso, Lady under the Yamshi Kariam the Yamso Korea Neni andere le andere anso coria baba baba anso le caro sabre cantare le andere di asso de cataia la bona mande di asso pure baba baba mamma si che di andere le ascia le bro di anana mamma si che la ali andaia la La Korea Bama Mama Mans, Korea Bama Mansi, Yadanana Yamasi, Baby Kaya, Labandian and Yandu, the Lohori and the Yanshi, Karian Baran de Yashi, Labro, Kobari and the Yashi, and Anamansu, Tiliander and Mosi, Labaru de Liander and Amai, and Anamansi, Karian Doria, Tata, Liliander and Riasu Korea, Reba, Liliander and the High, Takariabata. God, praise you on this morning. We praise the name of Jesus on this morning. The name of Jesus. May the name of Jesus be glorified. May the name of Jesus be magnified on this morning through our very vessels. Father, we thank you, O God, on this morning, O God, as you have our attention, O God, all of our adoration we pour out on you, O God. All of our love, all of our affection. Father, it belongs to you, oh God, and this space is exclusive. Jesus on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for his blood. We thank you for, Lord God, the life of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that he is our propitiation. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Father, that he is our mediator. Lord God, that he is the chief intercessor, oh God. Thank you on this morning, Father, hallelujah, for your son, Jesus. Thank you for all that he has done for us and continues to do for us, oh God. We bless your mighty name on this morning. May you be glorified. May you be magnified. Hallelujah. On today, God, may you be exalted and extolled through us, oh God, in Jesus' name. Good morning and welcome in to each and every one of you. We say more grace. Amen to you. Amen. Thank you for coming and joining us again on another day for 60 for 60. Amen. We are so elated, amen, about what God is doing in our prayer lives, in our communication, in our connection with him. Amen. I'm pretty sure that you all are experiencing even a change in the way that you exhort the Lord. I'm sure that many of you are experiencing even more, you're communicating more of the word and you're incorporating that more in your prayers. I pray that you are, amen, because God has more for us. He has more for us. And so I'm just praying that you all are positioning yourself to receive the more. On this morning, I want to talk to you all about, I want to address deliverance. I want to address deliverance. If you all have your journals, you can pull them out. Amen. I want to address deliverance on today. Deliverance as being God's initiation of restoration in a person. I want you to write that down, that deliverance is God's initiation of restoration in a person. Deliverance is God's initiation of restoration in a person. What do I mean by that? Well, let's talk about what deliverance is not only, okay? Because we kind of limit it to just one single moment or one single ministry act. But deliverance is It's not only removal of bondage, okay? It is that, but it's not only that, okay? So you could put that deliverance is removal from bondage. Deliverance is, but it's also not just the removal of bondage. It also is the beginning of training. Did you know that? Deliverance is the beginning of training. Deliverance is the beginning of alignment. It's the beginning of governance. All right, let me slow down because you might be writing on this morning. Deliverance is not just the God removing you from the bondage. It is actually the beginning of training. It is the very beginning of alignment. It is the very beginning of governance. So this is what happens. God frees a person, right? But then after he frees them, he begins to establish that person. So God removes what had authority over you, what once had authority over you, and then he begins to teach you how to live under his authority, okay? So that's what happens with deliverance. He removes what had authority over you, and then he teaches you how to live under his authority. So God begins to break the restrained movement that you once had, and then he instructs you to walk in obedience, and you got to walk in obedience with consistency, all right? So that does take time, all right? So in very practical terms, I want you to see this as a progression. Deliverance is not just a one-time encounter. It is a progression, okay? Here's the progression. God rescues, right? That's deliverance. God heals, that's deliverance. God renews the mind, that's deliverance. God reforms your habits, that's deliverance. God restores relationships, that's deliverance. God establishes discipline in us, that's deliverance. God assigns responsibility to our hands. It's all a part of deliverance. He releases authority for service. When he graces you and he releases you and gives you authority for service, that's all a part of deliverance. And so today we're going to pray into deliverance, but we're also going to pray into mantling as well, because what we need to understand is that deliverance and mantling is all a part of the same call. I hope you hear that this morning. There's a progression that happens when you're talking about deliverance, okay? You don't just start at the door, which is the removal of the bondage. You progress. He rescues you out. He heals you. He renews you. He reforms you. He restores. He disciplines. He gives you responsibility. And then he releases you with the authority to go ahead and serve him. That is the progression. So I don't care if every single day you are submitting your mind to God. You should. There should be never a time where you say, well, we submitted to God yesterday. Well, we repented yesterday. Well, we submitted our emotions yesterday. Why are we doing it again? We're supposed to do it daily. It's a progression, right? So let's take a moment right now and go ahead and submit our minds, our bodies, our emotions for renewal and restoration on this morning. All right, come on, let's pray. Father, we come under the Lordship of Jesus Christ this morning, and we acknowledge, Lord God, that you are holy, that you are truthful, that you are faithful, Lord God. We acknowledge that you see us with precision, oh God. God, we acknowledge, oh God, that you have called us for purpose. Come on, pray with me. We submit our minds on this morning to you. We submit our emotions to you, oh God. We submit our bodies to you, oh God. We submit our words to you, Father. We submit our choices to you, oh God. Father, we pray this morning that you would cleanse our motives, that you would purify our desires, that you would correct our thinking, oh God, where it has drifted, oh God, where you expose what we have rationalized, where you expose, Lord God, what we have tolerated. Father, expose what we have hidden, oh God. We ask for a spirit of wisdom on this morning and revelation, God. God, in the knowledge of you. We ask for discernment that is accurate and restrained, Father. We ask for conviction, Lord God, that produces repentance. We ask for repentance that produces transformation, Father. We renounce pride. We renounce spiritual laziness. We renounce stubbornness. We renounce the need to control outcomes. We ask for humility that can be taught, Father. We ask for the faith that obeys. Let this time be governed by your Spirit. Father, guard our mouths, O God. Guard our hearts, Father, from all distraction, Father. Align, O God, hallelujah, your will, Lord God, hallelujah, with our call in Jesus' name. Come on, begin to ask the Spirit of God for a spirit of wisdom, a spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him. Ask him for discernment that's restrained but accurate. Ask him, hallelujah, for that conviction that produces repentance in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray that this morning.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah.
Give us God, hallelujah. That's it, come on.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
Come on,
pray that in Jesus' name.
Write this down so you can understand. I want us to understand this morning, as I stated earlier, that deliverance, most things in life are not one-dimensional. Let's just put that out there, okay? You're not dealing with things on just one dimension. You're not even dealing with yourself on one dimension. Even you are multidimensional. So, therefore, most things are. Deliverance is multi-dimensional. So, in Scripture, where you see deliverance, you definitely see liberation, right? But that liberation is going to touch more than one area of your life. There's going to be several dimensions that often show up together, even if God emphasizes one first. So, for instance, when you are delivered from spiritual bondage, that's going to include demonic oppression, harassment, okay, illegal spiritual access. Those will all be included, right? That's going to involve the authority of Jesus Christ. So there's going to be repentance. There's going to be renunciation. There's going to be the closing of doors, right, that gave the enemy the foothold. That's deliverance from spiritual bondage, okay? And let me say this as well. A lot of times when we're feeling depressed, especially around, you know, I believe it's called, and somebody could correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's called seasonal depression, right? There's a term in psychology called seasonal depression, and it typically comes around holiday times. Sometimes it can come around Mother's Day, Father's Day. It can come around Christmas, Thanksgiving, holidays where family is involved, right? You may start feeling depressed. All right, now let me say this. That depression that you may feel, or even oppression that you may feel, is not always linked. It's not always linked to external things. Sometimes it is very much linked to your biology, how you're made up. Why? Because around those times we are eating a lot. We're eating a lot of sugars. We're eating a lot of fried foods, right? And what we don't understand is that our bowels are directly tied to our emotions. If you're unmuted, I'm going to ask you to mute back until we unmute to pray again, so there's no no rustling in the back. Okay, what we don't understand is that our bowels are very much connected to our emotions. And when you are eating a lot, now you don't have to it doesn't have to be the holidays for you to be eating a lot of sugar or fried things or, you know, or things with a lot of additives in them. It doesn't have to be. But around those times, you see a lot of people are oppressed and depressed because of the things that they are consuming. We're drinking a lot of alcohol during that time. I'm not, but I'm saying some people do, okay? And so, therefore, what does alcohol turn into? Sugar. And we don't understand how these things can promote. When you have a lot of parasites in the body, they promote, they attack the mind. They get you to do, they're the ones, your body doesn't crave sugar. Those parasites do. They go to your brain and tell your brain, hey, go up the street and get that apple pie from McDonald's. That is very much connected to spiritual bondage. Hear me on this morning. Hear me on this morning. We don't always think about those things because we only think about, again, this thing is multidimensional. It's multidimensional. Okay? So keep that in mind. Deliverance. When you're going through deliverance, you are also going through deliverance, not just from spiritual bondage, but deception. Many forms of bondage, they persist because of lies that remain unchallenged in us. And this is why Scripture emphasizes truth, because truth is the liberating force. So when your mind agrees with lies, right, the life returns back to the patterns. You've got to understand renewal is replacement. We got to understand it. When renewing of the mind means you've got to replace what was there with something else. And in this particular case, you got to replace it with the truth. What is the truth? The word of God. Not your truth, not my truth. The word of God. Not the opinions of men. The word of God. It has to be replaced or we're going back to the patterns. Period. That's just our makeup. Period. So if you are agreeing with any lies, okay? You still, I'm a Christian. I love God. I pray every day. I'm on 60 for 60. But you're still believing lies, right? You're going to always return back to your patterns. I can't do it. It's too much. It's. I always talk about Elder Anita because she says, this is a lot going on. If you keep with the same patterns, the same language, the same way of thinking, you're going to go back. I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how much church you go to, okay? You've got to emphasize the truth in your life every single day. You got to be delivered from deception. You got to be delivered from trauma responses, emotional captivity, all right? Some patterns in our lives are sustained by unresolved grief. Some patterns in our lives are sustained because of fear, because of shame, because of rejection, because of anger. And so those emotions become governing forces in our life. And so what would be the deliverance that would need to be involved here? Well, healing, forgiveness. The restoration of emotional regulation through the spirit and through the wise process. I was talking to one of my spiritual daughters just yesterday, and I said, I'm probably the calmest I've ever been in my entire life. My entire life. Because I know how to emotionally regulate myself now. Through the spirit. And through the wise processes that I've learned over time, it has been a process. I learn how to express my emotions without allowing my emotions to overtake me. I pause. I think about what I'm saying, what I'm doing. If I need to communicate my hurt, I do. I get it out. I say what I need to say. I calm myself, and I think about how the Spirit wants me to handle whatever the situation is. We have to be delivered from trauma responses and emotional captivity. Okay? We do not want to allow patterns of fear and grief and rejection to sustain our emotions. No, that can't be the governing force. Okay, we need deliverance from generational patterns. Some cycles are carried through learned behavior. Some cycles are reinforced by spiritual covenants that were made, cultural normalizations. We need bloodline deliverance often. And when we are going through bloodline deliverance, it's going to involve repentance. Repentance from these patterns, renunciation from these agreements, you know, and we got to establish new patterns of righteousness, but it's got to be with consistency. We need deliverance from relational entanglements, any ungodly soul ties that we have, any manipulative dynamics that are going on in us, any covenant violations that keep people stuck. Deliverance, and that's going to involve clarity. That's going to involve boundaries. Somebody say boundaries.
Boundaries.
Boundaries. Come on.
Boundaries.
You got to understand boundaries. That a part of deliverance is boundaries. Cutting off what is contaminating. I love you, but if you are contaminating my environment, oh, no, boundaries. Rebuilding relationships in righteousness, okay? Deliverance from disorder in discipline and stewardship. This is something that, my God, the Lord has been on me for years about deliverance from disorder in my discipline and in my stewardship. Sometimes bondage shows up as persistent instability. Hear me. Okay? When you know that there's bondage at work because there is persistent instability, and it'll show up in your money. It'll show up in your time. It'll show up in sexuality. It'll show up in your appetite. It'll show up in your responsibilities. We need deliverance from disorder in our discipline and in our stewardship, and that's going to involve order, huh? A rerouting. Nope, get it right. And I'm telling you, it may feel nitpicky, you know, in the beginning, because you keep being rerouted back to the right thing to do, the righteous thing to do. But that is what order is about. That is going to involve, deliverance here is going to involve the rerouting of your actions, your routines, your accountability. That's what accountability is so key here. Learning to govern your own impulses. Come on. When you have the impulse to go, I just want to do my own thing. Get back over here. Train your impulses. You got to be governed by God and not your own impulses to do what you want to do. Part of being mature is discipline. Disciplining your time. You're disciplining your actions. Deliverance into purpose and function. This is where mantling comes in, right here. Did you hear what I said? Deliverance into, not away from, but deliverance into purpose and function. Deliverance is not only removal. Deliverance is also transition. Transition into your identity as an ambassador, as a citizen of God. You are translated from darkness into light. Okay? And so you have to understand that we have to understand that deliverance is not just removing you, it's transitioning you into your assignment, into responsibility. If you're unmuted, please mute. It is the shift from surviving to building. Let me mute that person. Okay? It is. We don't just want to be in survival mode all the time. Okay? We have to move from surviving to building. And the last dimension I want to mention before we pray again is the bridge to what I'm teaching you today. God does not only break chains. He does, but he does not only do that. He establishes us as builders. God does not only remove darkness from us. He authorizes light. Light helps to structure our life in a way that can be sustained. So as we're praying on this morning in this area, I want you to lift up a sound before the Lord on today about your deliverance from any spiritual bondage. Now, I am going to pray, but there's going to be some things that I'm going to have you to say, so I need you to put your listening ears on this morning. Be connected with what God is saying. I don't want you to be distracted in these last few moments that we're getting ready to pray and release the line, because this is very important for us today. Amen. I'm going to start with deliverance from spiritual bondage, from any oppression, harassment, torment, any illegal spiritual access. And I'm going to have you repeat after me. So, Father, we acknowledge the Lordship of Jesus Christ on this morning, on this line. Father, we come this morning repenting of our sin, both known and hidden. So go ahead and take a moment to repent of sin, omission, and commission, both known and hidden. Go ahead and take a moment to repent again of any sin that may be in your life. In Jesus' name, both hidden and known, we renounce every agreement that gave the enemy access. Come on. We renounce every agreement that gave the enemy access to our life. We renounce rebellion. Witchcraft. Manipulation. Bitterness. Come on, call it out on this morning. Let me go back. I need you to listen. Hear me, because there's always going to be a delay. There's going to be a delay because of we're on the phone, so you're going to have to really be key in listening in. We renounce rebellion. Witchcraft. Manipulation. Bitterness. Lust. Unbelief. We renounce every counterfeit refuge. That we use to manage pain. I'll say it again. We renounce, and you can say I, okay? You can say I. I renounce every counterfeit refuge that I use to manage pain.
I renounce every counterfeit refuge that I use to manage pain.
I ask you to break oppression. I ask you to silence torment. I ask you to end harassment. I ask you to remove every illegal attachment. I ask you to cleanse our spiritual gates. And I ask you to restore my spiritual sensitivity. With wisdom and maturity. In Jesus' name. Now take a moment silently if there's anything that I did not name and you know that it is operating in your life. No matter what it is, if it's untruth, if it's lies, I want you to take a moment silently and begin to repent and renounce those things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Deal with us even at a biological, in our biological dimensions, Father, at a biological level, Father. Lord God, if there's anyone that is constipated on this line, anyone, Lord God, has any obstructions in their bowels, anyone, Lord God, that has addictions, Lord God, to sugars, fried foods, Lord God, anyone on this line that is struggling with their eating habits and their appetites and their being dry. Even those, Lord God, that don't have appetites, that their bodies are refusing the nutrients that they need through foods, God, we're praying, God, that you would thrust their appetite into a place, Lord God, where they are able to receive nourishment. Anyone that's struggling with drinking water, that can't stay away from sugary drinks, Lord God, I'm praying, Lord God, for regulation in that area, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you bring a discipline and a stewardship, Lord God, so that our emotions are not being regulated by the foods that we're eating, Lord God, bringing about oppression and depression in our life. But God, I thank you, Lord God, for a stability that is coming upon us and every part of us in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I'm going to do one more and we'll finish this at noon. But I want to deal with deliverance from deception and false beliefs, because we can no longer, not a second, not a minute, any longer can we continue on in the lies and the deception. Again, some bondage persists in our life because of what we believe about ourselves, what we have allowed these lies to remain in our mind. Amen. And so God is after that. God is after that. Anything that is fueling, if it's fear that fuels you, if it's shame that fuels you, if it's a distorted identity that fuels you, we want to go after that today and pull that down in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we pray this morning that you expose every lie that we have believed about you and ourselves and our future in Jesus' name. Go ahead and pray into that right now. Every lie be exposed. Whatever you believed about God, that's a lie. Whatever you believed about yourself, that's a lie. Whatever you believed about your future, that's a lie. May it be exposed.
Every lie.
every line take hold now in the name of the Lord.
Come on, every lie that you compromise, expose it. Every lie that's a fueling fear, expose it. Every lie that's the same shame, expose it. We ask you to renew our mind. Renew our mind. Establish truth in our inner man. Come on, retrain my thinking. Retrain my thinking. I want my life to align with your word. Retrain how I speak. You can't speak better if you don't think better. Come on, we coming after that thinking, thinking. We're coming after the things that you don't think that you think that's okay. We're coming after the cultural norms that we continue to repeat and recite with that Jonah lied to the world. I'm not going to parent my children through fear. I'm not going to parent my kids through my children through guilt and shame. I'm not going to parent my children to be undisciplined. I'm going to parent through the truth of God. I don't resort to cursing and using profanity and getting angry and going off.
God, a sweetness about me.
A kindness, a calmness, Lord God, water, oh God, Lord God, Lord God, I'm open, God, Lord God, Lord God, by your Spirit, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, and Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for the peace, Lord God, I thank you for your kindness, Lord God, I thank you for long suffering this morning, Lord God, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that those who are out there within me, Lord God,
I will be the voice of reason in volatile situations.
Thank you, Lord God.
I will be the voice of wisdom in situations that are volatile in my life. I will be the voice of peace.
I am your righteousness in your God. God, even now, Lord God, I will represent you, Lord God. I will represent you, Lord God, in peace in your wisdom, Lord God.
I will be able to defeat a situation in my life with the wisdom of God.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord God. And Father God, I ask you to more of it this morning, Lord God. You fit in all that getting, Lord God. Get understanding, Lord God. Father God, Lord God, give me your wisdom.
If any man lacketh wisdom, let him ask of God.
Give me your wisdom this morning, Lord God.
Any man lacketh wisdom, Father, I don't know what to do. Give me the wisdom.
Father God, let me submit, Lord God, to your instructions, Lord God. Father God, give me the Lord upon me. Lord God, give me more fear of you, Lord God. Father God, it says, Lord God, that the fear of the Lord is the spirit of wisdom, Lord God. So Father God, Lord God, let us fear you this morning, Lord God. Let us reverence you this morning, Lord God. Let us change wisdom this morning, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for wisdom. I thank you, Father God, for the governance, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for understanding, Lord God. I thank you for knowledge this morning, Lord God. Knowledge of the things of God. I thank you for the Father God,
Yes, great.
As you all are praying on this morning, I begin to see how every word that you're praying is literally is sticking to you. The words that are coming out of your mouth right now are literally sticking to your bodies. The Lord began to show me that you all were, that not only were you individually, there's a momentum that is on you all right now and a speed that is on you all right now in prayer. But what was happening is as you all were beginning to declare out of your mouth on this morning, your very words were sticking to you, sticking to your bodies and to your children and to your household. It specifically, he began to show me how the words were going out and they were sticking to the gate. Always understand why the enemy wants to mute you. Why he wants to make you feel embarrassed or shy or fearful to speak out. Why he wants to, what would be the reason why an enemy would want to muffle your voice? Obviously, there's something behind that voice. Obviously, your voice carries weight and authority in the realm of the spirit. Use your voice today to continue to declare, to decree what God has already declared. And let the residue of yesterday wash away. As you walk in new patterns and new ideologies, in the way of righteousness, glory be to God. I release the prophets, Apostle Fash, to come on this morning. If you heard anything through in the time of prayer, Prophet DeMarcus, Prophet Shantiria, Prophet Zaporia, Apostle Fash, if you're here, if you heard anything, if you saw anything, if you sensed anything, please feel free to come forth at this time.
Amen. Glory to God. While we were in prayer, I heard the Lord speaking, giving prophetic directives, and he said that we are to be careful not to let our honesty replace his truth. He says that he's calling his people out of confession without transformation first. And this is the moment where truth will heal what honesty only maims. And the Lord says that as he's aligning us in this quarter, he's bringing deliverance, but it must be followed with obedience. Specifically, our freedom must be followed with obedience. Amen. And this is the word of the Lord.
Amen. I received that directive for my very own life. I received that directive. Amen. I hope that everybody heard and understood what the man of God just released. Amen. Don't allow our honesty. I'm just being honest. Don't allow your honesty to cause you to come out of alignment with the truth. Okay? Don't allow your honesty and where your reality is right now to have you come out of alignment with the truth. Amen. Let us have an eternal perspective at all times. Let us have an eternal perspective at all times. Anyone else? Prophet Zipporah, Prophet Shan, Apostle Fash.
Forgive my voice. I don't want to hear anything, but I could sense that liberty was hitting the line as we prayed. I could sense liberty and freedom. Literally, being loosed on the line, I could literally sense the breaking of shackles. I could literally still sense it. I couldn't see it, but I could sense it. Things that have had people barred in to the jails of their own soul. I could sense the spirit of freedom and liberty of hitting the line as we prayed this morning. Excuse me.
Amen. It is here. Amen. The liberation of God is here. And the chains are absolutely breaking. So you definitely were sensing. You're sensing right, daughter. You are sensing right on this morning. Amen. Anyone else? Okay, I thought that Prophet Shannon and Apostle Fash were on the line. Is there anyone here today that has a testimony that they would like to share? Amen. As we have been declaring notable testimonies. Amen. That notable does not mean huge or large. It just means it's recorded. Come on, this is recorded. Amen. There shall be notable testimonies. Amen. We look forward to all of the testimonies in January. If you're here and you would like to share on this morning, please feel free to come at this time. Amen. Well, we thank God on this morning for just another day to gather, congregate. Amen. We thank God for the congregation of the saints on today. And we will be back here at noon. And we hope that you join us on this afternoon. If you're able to pop in on your lunch break, we encourage you to do so. Maybe tell a friend. Amen. And we will continue in this same vein when we meet at noonday. More grace to each and every one of you. We love you.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.